95 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Hi, it's Butch Vig. I'm back as your artist in residence here on the SoCal Sound 88.5. So to start tonight's set, I kind of want to play some songs with jangly guitars. I love a 12-string Rickenbacker, and I love a clean Tele with a lot of compression. And for some reason, I want to play some songs that make me feel like I'm driving up the Pacific Coast Highway. So here we go with a band I love from San Francisco. This is No Vacation with Days. You just heard possibly the best jangly guitar song ever. That's the Laws with There She Goes. And I think that's really a perfect pop song. Years ago, I got a box set with all these versions of There She Goes. And apparently the band knew it was a perfect pop song too, because there were a lot of different versions of it. I think on that box set, there were 5 different demos, basically the same song, but everyone slightly different. And there were 2 versions that came out. The first was by producer Bob Andrews. And then a second version came out, which is the one that everybody knows, which was produced and mixed by Steve Lillywhite. And that's kind of the quintessential version. But that box set is pretty fun to listen to because There She Goes is pretty much a perfect pop song. And before that was Nada Surf with In Front of Me Now from their 2024 album, Moon Mirror. I got a chance to see Matthew Cause at Amoeba a couple months ago at an acoustic show, and he was fantastic. I was there in the front row with a bunch of other hardcore fans, being a fanboy, and I loved every minute of it. Okay, so sort of on this tangent, I'm going to stay in sort of a dream pop mode here. And I want to play a song from sort of a super group from the UK with members of Lush and Elastica and Modern English. They're called Poroshka, and I was a fan of all those bands back in the day, especially bands like Lush and My Bloody Valentine, because I was sort of into the shoegaze scene. Who wasn't a fan of shoegaze, right? So this is Poroshka with Everlastingly Yours. You just heard one of my favorite new bands, Slow Pulp, with the song Slugs. And I have to say, I'm a huge fan of the band. They hail from Chicago, but the lead singer, Emily Massey, is originally from Madison, Wisconsin. And I knew her when she was growing up because I know her mom and dad. Her father, Michael Massey, was in a band called Chaser back in the day when I was in a band called Spooner in the 70s and 80s, and we were rocking around the Mad City. And I'm super psyched for Emily and Slow Pulp that they're doing really great right now. So go check them out when you get a chance. And before that was Smashing Pumpkins with Daydream from their debut album, Gish, which I recorded at Smart Studios back in Madison, Wisconsin in 1991. I can definitely hear the shoegaze influence on that particular song because I remember Billy Corgan and I were quite obsessed with that first My Bloody Valentine record. Because who doesn't love shoegaze, right? I'm Butch Vig here on the SoCal Sound 88.5, your artist in residence this month, and I'm going to jump into another set. This is a track by Serge Gainsbourg, which is a duet with Brigitte Bardot. And I don't know if it was Serge or the producer, but someone had the brilliant idea to get Brigitte Bardot to yodel every four bars. And it's pretty brilliant. So check it out. This is Serge Gainsbourg with Bonnie and Clyde.
Vous avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment-il vécu? Comment-il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est...
Bonnie. Lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois, c'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Écrit sur elle et moi.
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac tac tac,
des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Moi je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi Bonnie je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon s'en sortir.
La seule solution c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and
You are the public in public radio. Join us and subscribe at thesocalsound.org.
Hey, it's me, Mookie. I hope you're enjoying Butch Vig and the Artist in Residence program. If anybody asks, you didn't hear from me and you didn't see me. I just wanted to let you know that we have a major radio station announcement. And don't forget to tune in on Tuesday at 10 a.m. to find out what it is.
Support comes from 818 Brewing, the Valley's brewery, a local family-owned brewery, tasting room, and pizzeria in Canoga Park, celebrating their 10-year anniversary this year. 818 Brewing on DeSoto, Valley Made. Brew to last. More at 818brewing.com.
Support comes from Ojai Valley Music, bringing Bright Eyes to the Libby Bowl in Ojai on August 26th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com. Bright Eyes, live at Libby Bowl in Ojai on August 26th.
The Local Music Spotlight is heard almost hourly on the station, playing local artists from SoCal, and is sponsored by the Getzman Group, a local company who provide interim finance and accounting professionals to a broad range of SoCal clients. And they're currently hiring career-minded people with 5 to 10 years of finance or accounting experience. More information can be found at GetzmanGroup.com. GetzmanGroup.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Levitt Pavilion Los Angeles, presenting their annual summer concert series with 10 concerts at the historic MacArthur Park beginning Saturday, June 28th through August 30th, with performances from established and emerging artists of various genres, plus family activities, picnicking on the lawn, and food that reflects SoCal's diversity. Levitt Pavilion concerts are open to all. More info is at levittlosangeles.org.
What's up? It's Mookie. Join me weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. for 2 hours of curated chaos, genre-bending jams, local legends, and everything in between. It's the perfect warm-up before the Matt Pinfield Show. So let's get weird, SoCal, right here on 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to a DJ residency, an hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna how she made it in.
trapped a spider underneath the gloss. I kept it for a week to see how long he'd last. He stared right back at me. He thought that he could win. We played a waiting game. He thought that I'd give in. A famous murder mystery. People love a mystery. England made me. England made me. England made me.
You just heard Black Box Recorder with England Made Me. That song kind of flies under the radar a little bit, as does that band, but that gets a lot of airplay here in our home in Silver Lake. And before that was another duet with Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra. Also a song which has two distinct vibes. Lee sings the verse and then has its own vibe, and then Nancy comes in the chorus and completely goes in a new direction. Somehow they glued it all together and the song sounds fantastic. I'm Butch Vig here on the SoCal Sound 88.5, your guest artist in residence this month, and I get to play whatever the heck I want. So this next set, I'm going to play some demos. And I want to start with a track by Pete Townshend because I'm a huge fan of The Who. And when I first heard this demo, I realized how fully formed this song is. And it went on to be a massive classic rock hit for The Who. But when you hear this version, it's much more intimate, and you realize how great a song is when you can just record it with a voice and an acoustic guitar. This is Pete Townshend with Behind Blue Eyes.
Yeah. Francisco, drove to Chicago. All things go, we sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I don't mind, I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Drove to New York in a van with my friend. We slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind, I made a lot of mistakes. In my mind, in my mind. Friend, it was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a
is Sufjan Stevens with a demo version of his song Chicago. And I love all the versions of that song. In particular, the acoustic version always makes me cry. But it's cool to hear this version because it's sort of bigger, a little rougher around the edges, and you hear what the song was like when he originally wrote it, and I absolutely love it. And before that was Kurt Cobain with his demo of Sliver. And it's interesting to hear that demo because if you know the version that came out as the Sub Pop single, at the end, Kurt goes high and sings an octave over where he originally started singing the song. But he doesn't do that in this demo. And the cool thing about this song is, how can you not fall in love with it when the lyric in the chorus is, Grandma take me home, Grandma take me home. I'm Butch Vig, your artist in residence this month on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. And up next, I want to play a track from the band Fantagram. I met Josh from the band at Lassen's on Hillhurst, which is a health food store. And we decided to collaborate on some music together for a film called Puppy Love, which, fingers crossed, is coming out in 2026. I'm a huge fan of Josh and a huge fan of the band This is Fantagram with Blackout Days.